We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Glad you guys are with us. So, yeah, I did my whole monologue there on what I call the hot sauce liberals. I already got a couple of texts and tweets on that, so thank you for those of you who listen. But that's the deal, man, and I'm going to be taking that one straight into our first segment of the Triple Dipper here in a few minutes, calling it the Green Raw Deal. So you're going to want to hang tight and get that one. Let me tell you a couple things that are happening right now. I got a bit of breaking news that I'll tell you about, but also want to tell you some things about Right Side Radio in general, just so you know. Right Side Radio is a separate entity unto itself, all right? And we bring the show to the stations, if you will. And it's been a blessing. And the idea now that we are syndicated across half the state is very cool. I mean, technically, we're broadcasting right now from roughly Clinton to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. So what an honor. But all that to say, there's a whole lot of stuff on our website you might want to check out, especially if you're just getting used to who we are. So rightsideradio.org, that's our website, rightsideradio.org. Anywhere in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org. You can find our stuff to include, no matter where you are in the world, if you're outside the AM-FM capabilities of our broad stations, you can still go to the Listen Live option on our website and check it out. You can listen anywhere. We have people that call in all the time. I was in Kentucky for that family gathering, the funeral we went to just yesterday. And literally, you know, had folks saying, hey, we listened to the show. Hey, we read your stuff. Wow. How cool is that? But yeah, rightsideradio.org's got the Listen Live option on it. It's also got the live streaming. So yeah, when you hear me getting animated, you can watch me get animated, I guess, if you want to. I got a face made for radio, but nonetheless, we are live streaming the show. Multi cameras here in the Right Side studio. So I guess you can catch me at all angles. Is that the way it works, Boomer? You can catch me at all angles, I suppose, and just...
every angle.
Every angle,
all the
man.
Good ones.
Good. I hate for you to hit my bad side. Don't get on my bad side, Boomer. That's not... It's never good. Never good.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
No. all right. Yeah, but Boomer's running the tech, and he's got us wired for sound and wired for, apparently, video. On top of that, there's other things on there. I do write a weekly op-ed, most recently came out Monday, and all of those are also posted on there, and things like the Right Side Store. I mean, if you want a Right Side coffee mug, if you want a Right Side t-shirt, if you want the Right Side socks, we got them, man. All of the Right Side Store, all of which is available right there on the website. Lastly, I will tell you this, because my marketing folks are going to get on me if I don't. We are hiring. If you would like to work for this team, we are looking right now for people that want to not only make a good living, they also want the ability to flex their hours, they kind of have the job that gets you out there to shake hands and look people in the eye and close the deal. We are looking for people right now to add to the Right Side team. On the front page of rightsideradio.org, you can find it, all the information. We would love to talk to you because we're in hiring mode right this very minute. All right, enough about us. Let me tell you, we got some breaking news on something. So I find this to be interesting, and I don't say that in anything other than an interesting way. This is not demeaning. President Biden has COVID. That was just announced in the last hour. So breaking news on that. They already had a White House briefing, and President Biden has already done a little video where he's told the world, don't worry, I've only got mild symptoms. Apparently he's working by Zoom. I don't know how many times. So, Boomer, did he say, by the way, how many times he's been vaccinated and boosted? I didn't hear that part.
I don't think so. I mean, I actually stopped listening after it said I got vaccinated, boosted like three times.
Yeah.
I kept going on and on.
I even did a fist bump with the Saudi prince, and I still caught it.
Exactly.
Go figure. Well, the president of the United States does have COVID. You remember President Trump had it. President Trump had it. He also, by the way, he allowed doctors to apply whatever necessary medical regimens they felt were important. So he had the monoclonal antibodies, if I recall. He had ivermectin. And like 3 days later, that man was out there on a stage shucking and jiving with a crowd of 30,000. So we'll see how Biden handles this. You know, the Biden administration has been loath to admit that any other treatments have any applicability in the fight against this insidious sickness called COVID. I also find this to be ironic. In the midst of the briefing, Of course, he was asked, where did he catch it? Where did he get COVID? From whom did he contract it? The White House physician's response was, it doesn't matter where he got it. Now, I find that to be not only deeply ironic, but somewhat insulting, because how many times in the last 2.5 to 3 years have we been told contract tracing, and universities are making you pick up the app, the app that you have to keep on your phone so your students can do contract tracing, and they can see where your movements are going. I mean, this has been their mantra. This has been the control of the flow. This has been the, you're not even a good citizen. I mean, Biden even said the unvaccinated are causing the deaths of millions. This is the administration that blamed people, harangued people, asked for people to lose their jobs on the vaccination issue, and has literally made people's lives miserable with the manner or the lack of a manner in which they handled the COVID pandemic. And now that we are in endemic phase, oh, it's not important where he got it. Don't you think that, you know, since we were told we had to go notify everybody we've been around for the last 5 days when we caught it, don't you think it's important for us to know where he caught it? Well, I'm sure it's a HIPAA law violation. Oh, I'm sorry. Is HIPAA law back into play? Because we've not been allowed to have the benefit of HIPAA law for the last 3 years because we had to tell everybody our vaccine status. We weren't allowed to go to concerts. We didn't have the right pass. We had to pass state laws to protect people. But, you know, it's not important to where the president got it. Well, surely it wasn't from that fist bump with the Saudi prince. How about that? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with the Green Raw Deal. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.